Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, everybody. It's a pleasure and an honor to have on a show with us the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Doug Peterson. Hi, Doug.
Angelo, good morning. How are you today?
Doug, let me just start before we get into all this. I just want to say you're the NFL coach of the year to me. You did an amazing job this year, and I could do is thank you for the honesty you have given us over the first 4 years of your tenure here. I really mean that.
Yeah, Angela, listen, I appreciate it. And, you know, I feel like that sometimes the best policy is just honesty and transparency. And I deal with the team the same way. And I want the fans to be informed. I think it's important that they understand, you know, what's kind of goes on behind the scenes. They don't get a chance to come behind the walls there at NovaCare and what happens all the time. So, but I appreciate that. And I look forward to our conversation this morning.
All right. Let's start with this. Mike Groh and Carson Welch are no longer with the organization. Can you take us through the process of how that happened?
Yeah, so first of all, listen, I appreciate both those guys, everything they did for me. Obviously, you know, Mike was on staff when we won a championship, and ultimately I have to make the decisions that I feel are best interest of the football team and moving forward, and that's what I did. I also want to, make sure that, you know, my comments the other day might have been a little bit misleading, and I did a poor job there, you know, communicating in the press conference, and just basically, you know, what I intended to say about my coaching staff was that I was still in the process of evaluating everything, and that's really what the week after the season is about. We took a look at everything, you know, from the roster to personnel, and I did a poor job of communicating that, and for that I apologize for misleading anybody that there, especially I think I did put Jim in a tough situation, but I just want to let everybody know that, you know, these are ultimately my decisions, and I do what's best for the football team.
That, I think, is one of the things we're dealing with this morning, Doug. We're wondering if your power was preempted by either the owner or the general manager. Did they have input into the decision to get rid of these two guys?
No, sir. And at the time of the press conference, you know, I was still in the evaluation process. And listen, I do have a lot of communications, a lot of conversations in the building. And part of my evaluation, me personally, is with our owner, Mr. Lurie. I think it's important that he and I continue to stay on the same page, along with Howie. And we do have some tough conversations. And I think in my standpoint, it's very beneficial to me personally, and it helps me lead the football team. But by no means was there any influence there. Ultimately, it's my decision through the whole evaluation process. And again, I have a bunch of conversations, but ultimately it's my decision.
Doug, what are you looking for in a new offensive coordinator?
You know, I think someone that obviously can come in and understand what we do. I think it's important that this person is a person that, obviously I have to feel comfortable with. And I had Frank, I had Mike, and, you know, someone that I'm going to be working closely with, but someone that can help us win football games. Someone that has a sharp football mind. Someone that can lead a room of men. And he and I can be on the same page that way. And so I'll look at that. I'll take some time here and look at that as I continue to evaluate.
Doug, is Deuce Staley a candidate?
Deuce is an important part of my staff, and Deuce has done an excellent job for me. Everything is on the table. Everything is open for me, and he could be part of that conversation.
Obviously, the news conference raised some questions about Jim Schwartz. Could you clarify in our mind your working relationship with Jim?
Jim and I have a great working relationship, and I was excited to see that he had an opportunity to become, or at least interview for, a head coaching position. I think what he's done with our defense and really the job he's done, you know, for the 4 years has been tremendous. So he and I have a great relationship, and just, you know, the other thing is if he doesn't get that job, he's definitely my defensive coordinator moving forward.
All right, Doug, the other big issue, this is even more emotional to fans than what we've been discussing here, is the way the season ended for Carson Wentz. Could you share with the city your emotions about how it ended?
Well, listen, I'm disappointed, like our fans are. I think like Carson is, and you know, it's unfortunate. It's the part of our game that we know happens. I mean, these things do happen, right or wrong. I mean, you know, I'm not here to point the finger. I'm not here to point blame at anybody. I mean, it's something that we're trying to continue to obviously educate our players, educate our officials, educate coaches, the entire league, to try to get these types of plays out of our league. I don't necessarily agree with the hit. I think it was possibly should have been a penalty, but I can't go back and change it. It doesn't change anything about maybe where Carson was during the game, and it's unfortunate that it happened the way it happened, and that Carson couldn't finish that football game.
Doug, I could tell you, we've done 20 hours with the fans this week. They feel cheated because Carson did so much to get you guys to the playoffs, and then it was just torn away from him. Do you have that sense, too, that it was the way it all played out was unfair?
I don't know about unfair. I just, you know, listen, these are plays, as you guys know, we're trying to get these plays out of our game. They're unnecessary. It's an unnecessary roughness. Should it have penalized at the time? Yeah, probably should have. But obviously, that if it was or wasn't, it doesn't change the fact that Carson probably would have been out of the game because of the hit anyway. So it doesn't change any of that. I'm disappointed that Carson couldn't finish our season, whether we had won that football game or not, that he couldn't have been the guy that you know, stood on the field at the end of the fourth quarter when the clock ticked to zero, that he wasn't the guy, because he had a tremendous, tremendous football season, how he led this team. And I can see the, you know, the disappointment in the fans and probably kind of feel that, you know, that emotion that they're feeling. But, you know, from that standpoint, I'm you know, disappointed that way.
Hey, Doug, we've said in the past when there was a call that wasn't made or was made that you didn't agree with, you would send the tape to the league offices. Did you do it in this case?
Yeah, we always send these. We always send these plays in, multiple plays every week, and send them into the league office for you know, for clarification.
All right. The other thing that came out of this, Doug, was that people that are still kind of on the fence about Carson said this is another example of him being prone to injury. Do you agree with that perspective?
I don't agree. This hit had nothing to do with, you know, anything other than, you know, an unnecessary roughness hit. That's what it was. It wasn't a, you know, a guy rolling up on his leg, or, you know, him scrambling. He was scrambling, but he wasn't scrambling and then trying to take a shot. He was actually protecting himself by going down in this instance. And so I don't necessarily think that he's injury prone that way. He played really tough this season, physically and mentally. He battled through his own, you know, soreness and pain and different things throughout the year. So I think this was a great year for him physically from that standpoint.
Doug, I know you said you have talked to him since the injury. What's he like emotionally? How does he feel about how it ended?
He's disappointed, too. He's disappointed that he couldn't, you know, finish that football game, because, you know, he definitely felt like, and we all did, that we would have won that game, you know. And I got to say this about Josh McCown, how he stepped in and filled in and played really well, you know, for someone that hasn't taken a snap all season and, you know, since the Atlanta game, really, and then come back and do what he did to put us in a position. I mean, we had three red zone drives that we just couldn't capitalize and score on, and that's disappointing, and that's, you know, that's on all of us. But getting back to Carson, he is disappointed, you know, that he couldn't finish that football game because we felt like, you know, that we have a chance to win that game and move on to this week.
All right, Doug, I think there's one thing that really would be clearer to all the fans based on what happened over the past 2 days. When you decide who you want to be your offensive coordinator and your wide receiver coach, ultimately that will be your decision. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. That is correct. You have that power. And if you didn't have that power, I'm guessing you wouldn't be too happy about that.
Well, that's the thing is, and this is what I appreciate from Mr. Lurie and Howie, is that they've given me the opportunity to control my staff. And do they want to be a part of the process? They do. They want to meet these people. They want to have input, and they want to have conversations. But ultimately, I have to feel comfortable with these gentlemen on my staff, and because we're the ones that work together, and we're with each other the most. So ultimately, it will be my decision. Oh, and yours, Angelo. It'll be your decision, too.
I would like to. You have my home number, right, Doug?
I do have it. I do have it.
Last thing, Doug. How will you remember this season, 2019? What will you think when you look back on it?
You know, I look back on it, and I think of two words that come to mind. I mean, I've been asked this question here, and I will say these two words. Exhausting is the first one, and exhilarating is the second one. And those are two extremes. Exhausting from the standpoint of, you know, the amount of injuries that piled up and who was going to be active for us on game day and trying to put all those pieces together during the week, you know, offensively to come up with a game plan and things of that nature. But exhilarating from the standpoint of what we did at the end of the season, the last month, to put ourselves in a position. We won the NFC East. We had a home playoff game. That was exciting. That was the exhilarating part of this season. And, you know, we're going to learn from it. We're going to study it this offseason. I'm going to give the coaches some time now to just get away and refresh, reconnect with their families. And then when we come back, it's on to 2020 and pushing forward with free agency, with, you know, the college, the draft is coming up, and then ultimately getting our players back in April. So it's exciting times, obviously, for us. We're disappointed that we couldn't finish the year the right way. But three years in a row in the postseason, I think, is something to hang our hats on and something to build on moving forward.
Doug, have a great offseason. I appreciate all your honesty this season. I really do.
I appreciate it, Angelo. And, again, thanks to the fans for this year. It was a great, great year from the standpoint of having our fans not only at home but on the road. And appreciate you, Angelo, and you know, what you do for this city.
Well, Doug, thank you. We'll talk to you again next year.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Take it easy, Doug. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.